Welcome to The Aesthetic Report, a podcast for skincare professionals who want to grow in their careers by hearing directly from the individuals who have been there, done that, and are paving the future of their industry. Join us for the latest in all things skincare, beauty, wellness, business, and more. From interviews with leading experts to the burning topics on your mind, The Aesthetic Report starts now.
Miami has been amazing, y'all. I visited a spa called Amazing Skincare Med Spa is where I worked out of. And I have to tell you, the fact that she has a balcony at her spa where I was able to take a break and woosah. And while my client was numbing, I was just enjoying the breeze. I would so kill to have a spa with a balcony to see the waves and the water and catch the breeze. Like, we don't have that in Texas. So
I don't even have a window.
I don't have one in my room either. It's okay, Lauren. This is my skincare cave. Welcome.
I know, that's what I'm saying. My hallway is like pitch black out here. I need some waves and birds.
Yes. So I think like that alone gave me a lot of perspective being an esthetician in Texas versus out here in Florida, the advantage that they get, you know, to have stuff like that. Like, wow.
I think the only thing, the hard part is like, you know, your clients are going to be at the beach literally all the time. Really have to stay on top of them about like aftercare and things.
Follow them out the door with sunscreen.
Absolutely. That's what one of the lady, the owner of the spa was saying, that she actually has a lot of clients that hyperpigmentate because they don't follow the rules with SPF because they're always at the beach.
Yeah.
So can you imagine?
Like if I lived, you know, a mile from the beach, 2 miles, I would probably be there every day. I would. Yeah. Look like a raisin, you know, and or a lobster, which given on a day, just, you know,
a lobster turned into a raisin.
A lobster raisin. That is exactly what it looked like.
That's what most of us are.
I agree. I'm a sucker for the beach, sucker for good weather. So to come from Texas, it was 45 degrees. To come here, it's 80. It's extremely humid, I can say. It's extremely humid here.
My hair would be so huge.
I'm sure it's beautiful, though. I'm like longing for a beach.
I would just have to deal. I would just be curly all the time. I'm like, this is my hair. I'm sorry.
That's what I am. Dewy skin and big hair.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The clients there, too, they look really young. I had a couple of clients that was 80 years old. I mean, 80. 45 and 40. They didn't have a, like, no signs of aging whatsoever. Like they had the DPN, of course, but the health of their skin. I said, what is the secret?
Yeah, and what are you doing?
She was like, you know, the food, I guess their food supposedly is like fresher here is what the consensus of what the clients were saying.
I mean, lots of good probably. Fish, I can imagine.
Yeah.
And then, like
fresh seafood.
Probably grown there, you know, locally, more locally.
Right. I know that's a big thing for us, you know, as skincare pros. Like, I know I spend a lot of time telling people about, you know, it's because I deal with a lot of acne. And a lot of times they're like, well, yes, I eat cheese and I eat a lot of spicy foods. I drink milk every single day and like all those things. Right. And it's like, but just coming down the way here and they stand there, they consume a little less of that. And to see the health of their skin is much better.
Yeah. It really does go a long way. And that's always a tough conversation to have. That's why I love having like a functional nutritionist on staff, because I don't have to be the bad man anymore, because trying to change, especially a Texan's idea of a diet, that's a tough call. And especially if your client is already a little bit older too, it's like they're kind of set in their ways. But I have had a lot that have come in and they're just like at their wits end. They're like, I am so sick of dealing with this. I'm so sick of where my skin is. I'm so sick of feeling this way now. I want to change. And that's the client I love getting in, because they are just, they're just ready. They're ready. There's those clients you can tell they're not ready. They're not going to make a change. And maybe you can do a few little things, but they're never going to have the complete goal set of I want to get from point A to point B. They're like, I want to get there eventually, but I'm not really like,
I'm not irritated.
Or they're like, this is my skin. This is just what it is. And I'm like, no, it's not. We can help things, you know?
Absolutely.
But so tell us a little bit about how you kind of made that. Because you said that you're kind of starting on this tour this year, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, those professional, I have a lot of people asking me about how they get on circuits like that or how people kind of get to those ambassadorship roles or things like that. And I think that's such an important conversation to have, because if you keep wanting to kind of level yourself up in this industry, you kind of have to have those professional relationships.
See, and I'm curious for myself because I want to know these things.
So kind of take us back to like where you started with that and then like how that all kind of came to fruition.
Okay, yeah. So there is something called the Spa Boss Tribe that is a Facebook group. And it is basically for spa professionals of color, because there was, I guess, the lady that created it, her name is Candace Holyfield, and she was a massage therapist. But now she is a big conglomerate in the Black spa community. And she saw that there was a need and or lack of support community for spa professionals in the Black community. And so I just started to attend some of her events that she would have. And she had something that was called the Black Spa Awards, which I was like, what? There is like, what is that? You know, what is, I didn't even know that was a thing. And when I went, it was thousands of other spa professionals. I'm like, oh gosh, I'm just learning of this. So it was really me longing for that relationship of other estheticians. And when I went there, it was more so everybody from, like I said, massage therapists, hairstylists, nail techs, all of them like in one place. And it was just so cool to see and meet. And that has how I've been able to tour. My video went viral first. My skin tag video went viral on January 1st. And because I had attended those events for the past 4 years, I have definitely created a network of other spa pros all over. And so it has just been a blessing to call. Like, I've gone to Charlotte, North Carolina, Houston, Atlanta, and now Miami. And it's simply a phone call away or a DM away, because I've met these ladies along the way. So that's how I've done it. I wouldn't have if I wasn't attached to that conglomerate of spa pros called the Spa Boss Tribe.
Nice.
I think that's really cool. I think it's really awesome.
I think, is that something that you are creating, something like that, Elizabeth, with the Texas estheticians?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a community. You know, there was kind of some Texas groups when me and a couple of the other admins started, Brianna McKee, but we felt like they weren't quite taking it seriously. And there was a lot of like legal turmoil in the state. And I just felt like everybody was kind of running all over, getting bad information, you know, things one or the other, whatever. And, you know, we said, you know what, we need to have a group where everybody can come together, because Texas is such a huge state. It really is huge. People don't realize. And, you know, I've met professionals at classes and stuff. They're coming from like El Paso. And one just happened to be, she was like, you know, I'm one of like the only people of color doing treatments out in El Paso. She goes, but there's no community out here. There's just, you know, everybody's kind of competing against each other. And she's like, I'd love to have like some way for people to come together there. And I was like, I think that's amazing. I know, you know, it's a small town, but it's also a pretty large community, because I mean, it's that border state, you know?
Right.
And that struck me, because we had already had the Facebook group for a number of years, but I told her, I was like, hey, join, maybe you can find some other professionals kind of around the area. But then hopefully what we're trying to do is get meetups going. Yeah. You know, it's a lot of it's like,
let's do it. I mean,
yeah, it's coming out of our pocket if we're doing that. So we're trying to work on like sponsorship dollars and things like that. And it just takes time to get all of that, because we're both full-time working professionals.
Right. And,
but that community building is so important. I've seen it. I've been on the receiving end of it, you know, with other estheticians in my field. I mean, Brianna was one of my like oldest friends in the industry. And so she was one of the people that I would go to. I'm like, hey, what do you think about this device? Have you worked with it before? You know, what are your thoughts? You know, whatever. And she'd be like, oh no, girl, don't do that. Like it's not worth it. Or like,
yeah.
You know, and I think it's so important to have those people in your corner.
Yes, I think it's so healthy.
So we said, you know what, we need somewhere that people in Texas can come to because, you know, especially like when we went through COVID, I mean, mm-hmm. nobody knew what was going on. Everybody was getting mad at each other because some people were still working, some people weren't. And, you know, yeah, we were like, okay, yeah. What is Texas actually saying about things? And we were like, you only can share cited information about like legal practices, like when they switched dermaplaning to a medical device, when they did that. And then they're like, how can we fight these things too? And so our hope is that when or if the state of Texas comes for our licenses or comes for, because they've tried to a few times, you know,
right,
that we can all kind of band together and have like a bigger voice where everybody's all together, you know, and not everyone's on Facebook. That's the kind of unfortunate fact of that. But it's still the one thing that it has over Instagram or TikTok is you have these places to go for everybody to meet up. Because I don't know about anybody else, but like Instagram threads, like the messages, like
I was going to ask y'all about this. Yeah.
And so I'm going back and trying to read like 15
it's
things.
Not the same as like, up. Yeah,
I can't do that. I don't have time for that.
Right. Me neither.
This is just so much simpler. And even though I don't comment on the esthetician circle, but I read a lot that's on there and I know it's helped.
Like we have a lot of people many peruse or just watch or whatever. And
which is mostly me because I just want to see everybody.
And that's totally fine. Because like you can go and you can search for things, you know, and like certain topics or whatever. So we all tell people, we'll have people like put in a thread and or whatever. And I'm like, hey, just so you don't have to put this up, go and search for it because it's already been talked about like multiple times.
A million times. Yeah.
So I think this is just something I'm going to put out there for us because I feel like as us as Dermascope in-house estheticians, and we're still seeing maybe a lack thereof, and I know we all are busy, maybe we should put together something. I know we're on air talking about it, but what would you think as our audience, as our listeners, like, would y'all come to something that we would host and just to have all the Estes in Texas or in Dallas, like, you know, we could do something, maybe start small and just do our city and then have something for us because the community, like we all are saying, we want to have that. So if we're not seeing it, we just got to create it and let's just do it. Yeah. Like we can plan something for the summer.
Yeah, it would be fun.
Like a round table.
Like, let's meet outside of here and just do it. I love it. Like, I'm so inspired just by our conversation where we're saying, who are our SD besties? But it's like, man, we're right here.
Yeah. Well, I always tell people, I'm like, if you don't have anybody to go to, hit me up in my DMs. Granted, my social media is not huge. I keep it small for a reason because I only want people who are actively engaged, who are clients, who are other professionals that really like what I have to say. Something like that. I'm like, I want to be available to you on there because I keep it as a source of education. You know, we have our spas page that does all the spas stuff. And then I have my page where I just share what I like to share. I share about what I'm doing and I share about that, but I share about like, you know, being an esthetician or just, you know, being a working mom as an esthetician, how I do all of my like health things and people are like, how do you fit that all in into a day? And I'm like, well, it's not necessarily easy, but I make it work, you know? And that's what I like keeping my page for.
Yeah.
And I know all of us can relate with that being a busy working mom and an esthetician. I mean, we juggle
well, sometimes
so
that's what
many.
I feel like I'm missing here too, as a community, because I'm just in this room, like by myself. And while I could go to these other girls that are around me, because I've got a few, there's a few around me that don't want to help, so to say, in the community. So for me, sometimes I do feel kind of like isolated here in my room. Like I can't really go ask a question or something because I'm not getting the same feedback as I would give somebody. So I think it is nice to like have other people that you can lean on or just feel like you're not just like by yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
Connect with Dermascope on social media to get the inside scoop on all things professional skincare. In addition to quality education and business resources, Dermascope makes it easy to stay informed on the latest and greatest in aesthetics online with memes, reposts, giveaways, polls, and plenty of opportunities to be featured in the magazine. Head to Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, and TikTok and follow at Dermascope to get the quality content you have come to expect from the authority on professional skincare.
But who are some estheticians that inspire you or that who you would like love to work with or meet or any, is there any particular esthetician?
Gosh, I don't know.
I've met several that overdoing this and like one that actually happened, it wasn't last year, it was the year before, but I've been following her for a while and she'd been around forever, was Nera DeJoy, and she's a big celebrity skincare therapist in California. And she's been doing it for like 40 something years, a long time. But she's a long time. Handler, Jennifer Gardner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But she was doing her Understanding Skin tour. I think she's actually going to LA in September. And I really want to, I almost want to fly out there because I have a lot of friends I want to meet up with out there too. And that's on my like, should checkbox to do list, like either this year or next year, is like travel a little bit more for skincare and, you know, do a little bit more meetups with people around the country. I'm taking some time to like, I need to go and I need to get out and I need to like hold people in person, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, she invited me to her, like one of her first legs of her tour. And that was such a cool day. And like watching her hands in action. Oh my God. Like, you're just like, I'm fangirling right now. And then like Joanna Czech, I've never met her in person.
That's what I was going to say. I want to meet her so bad.
Yes. She is hilarious.
I've met Renee Rouleau. She was like somebody I wanted to meet. And I met her. I was actually interviewed for her like years ago. But
did you see she's going to be starting to do a masterclass?
I did. Yes, I did. So I was like,
I'm so excited. Okay. Like,
yeah,
if Dorian doesn't put me on the leg for that, I'm going to be really upset.
Yeah, can you put us both on there, please?
Just jot us down for that.
Can you put us
down? Dermascope's going to be stepping in.
tell him Dermascope's going to take over. Thank you. Yeah, Joanna Czech, I think
she's going to be, I think, private labeling her, or not private labeling, but wholesaling her.
Wholesaling it, yeah.
And then doing some master classes, too. And, I mean, she's such a powerhouse. And of course, it's Dallas, you know, like Joanna Czech, Dallas legend, Renee Rouleau. There's so many from here. I mean, you don't
there's
realize.
There's a lot that come from here. I was so bummed when I didn't get on with Renee like years ago, but then it led me to come do my own thing. So it was a good thing. So now I'm like, well, now I want to come back.
I didn't
back.
Get chosen for Renee's spot either. Did you?
You did. I didn't. And I like thought I had it in the bag because I was like, oh, and I wanted to so bad. But then it did, you know, like everything happens for a reason. That's how I see it. And I
was
still
a baby esthetician at that time. I mean,
I was too. She, yeah.
I did not have the probably the social etiquette down or the look or anything, you know? And so I'm like, I can look back and go, I can understand why they said no.
Like she told me, I didn't have the experience yet to keep working towards it. And I just always remember
at the time I was like, what does she know? You know? Right. Like I know everything.
Yeah. Well, she knows a lot.
What about you, Lanice? Is there anybody that like you want to work with or have worked with or?
I still want to meet Joelle Leeds. Do y'all know her?
I have met her. I have actually.
I haven't met her yet. So I admire her a lot. I've taken a few of her online courses.
She is the sweetest person ever. Just like super chill. And I'm like, you've literally touched Michelle Obama's face.
Right. I'm like,
oh. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I
just give her, you know, glycolic peels all the time and whatever. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, it's like, it's no big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually, it was literally before the lockdown. She had a class here at Stephanie Lane's office.
Oh, yeah.
I signed up to go. And she was not even sure she was going to make it because the lockdowns were starting to happen. She wasn't sure the plane, you know, all of that was going to, and she was like, I don't know if I can go, if it's safe, whatever. I was like, I don't know how pregnant I was at the time. So my husband was like, are you sure you want to go? I was like, I am meeting her in person. I'm going. I can't pass this up, you know?
Yes.
And so that was the very last class she did before she had to cancel her tour that year. And yeah, I mean, she gave like all of the information about how she chose her peels and everything. I think she does a lot of online stuff now. Like she's kind of moved to the virtual stuff. But I'm hoping she picks back up doing the in-person. Because she's just like, yeah, this is just a peel. Like, it's no big deal. You got this.
Love that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's like Sarah Ford out in California. I love her vibe on Instagram. And I've talked to her through like some of the threads on there as well. But I think she does like Ariana Grande's. Is it Ariana Grande or is it Selena Gomez? I always get them confused. And I feel bad for that because it's like they're not. But I think she uses her line. But I like how she talks a lot about like health and how that's kind of gotten her to feel better about her skin and then within the skincare. And then she's always like trying stuff and like being very like, you know, black and white about like, I hated this treatment. I didn't like what it did. I'm not bringing it on. Or like, I love this. This is coming on next. Here's what I did, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I love that you're so open about what you're doing.
Right.
And then I've met a few of my other peoples and actually at Aesthetic Next this past September, Ageless Ashley. And she always, this got me thinking about her because she always says community over competition. And
yes, me too. That's one of my mottos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's big on that. And I really appreciate it. And again, sweetest person ever, like just all the good vibes. And then Joss Maniscalco, who's kind of her Essie Bessie. They're like two peas in a pod, but he, oh my God. So he's friends with Joanna Czech. And actually he got, you'd have to go back and see. I don't know if he has it saved anywhere, but he did like a dress up of her and had like these big boobs on and a wig and the big glasses. And he's like, I'm Joanna Czech and you need to bring your skincare to your nipples. And I just like,
my client has a shirt that says,
it was the funniest thing ever. And she saw it because it went viral and she invited him to New York to like hang out with her one night.
Oh, so fun.
So I'm like, oh yeah, that's yes. I want that.
Yeah.
I want
that. I'd say another one I want to meet is Morgan Cameron. I think she'll be so cool because I use Lyra at my spa and I think she would be a good one for me to meet one day. She's out in Cali too, in Sacramento. So
everybody needs to go to California. It sounds like California road trip.
I know. That's where I need to go.
I know. We need to just take a trip, see Dorian and go on.
I know. We got to go see Dorian's there. So there we go.
Right. But okay. That also leads me to ask like real quick before we wrap up, like as estheticians, right? We like you, Lauren, say you're in your room and you feel like you don't have anyone to reach out to. But that's why is it so important for us to how important it is to lean on each other and to bounce ideas off of each other. Or if I had a bad day or if that treatment didn't go right, who can you vent to? Your safe space in the industry, right? Yeah. I feel like everybody needs that. And do you have that? Do you have someone you can do that with?
Well, I mean, I have people I can do that with. I'm just not very good at doing that. Like I'm not one that I like real take my, you know, I mostly just kind of vent to my husband when I get home, but I don't, you know, but
I'm guilty of that too.
Before when I worked with other people though, like before I branched out on my own, I was always working with other, you know, girls. And so we would just kind of like talk, I don't know. It's sometimes just that it's like the in-person of having someone, you know, not so much. Cause normally by the time I leave, I'm just like, okay, if I had a client that was like, whatever, I've just over the years learned to just be like, it is what it is. It's fine. Like I said, I'll go home, talk to my husband about, he'll tell me about his day. I'll tell him about my day. And we leave it at that. Cause I don't also want to be that esthetician that's like complaining all the time to people. Cause I don't feel like that's really the case. It's more so just sometimes like when I'm here, for example, I may be in between having a client, right? And there's girls that are on the other side of me that maybe, you know, so then I'll be like, oh, how's y'all's day going? Or blah, blah, blah. Or, oh, gee, have you had a, you know, an interesting client lately? I don't know, just like trying to make small talk. And sometimes it's like missing that community of like, sometimes just being able to talk about whatever right. happened, you know,
I
like
definitely take
day.
It for granted yeah. having like a whole team at the spa.
That's yeah, that's like, more what I mean. It's just that team, that
my
team.
My friend Desk will deal with something. She'll right. come to me and ask yeah. me about it, and we'll kind of talk it out or giggle or whatever, you know, because
yeah.
she just called yeah. in was a little crazy, and you know, and yeah. then or I have my other esthetician that you know she's like, hey, I'm having a problem with this, like. What are your thoughts or like, what do you think I should do? Or, you know, what are the settings for this? Cause I forgot, you know, whatever. And,
right.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's more so, I think there's just a lot more people who are like individual, like myself that yes. are probably yes. just also
so
feeling
like I said,
that
I take it for granted sometimes, yeah. but then I have other estheticians who are that like solo provider who have, you know, they reach out to me, like I do a lot of hydrofacial. So they're like, hey, my machine, I couldn't get it to do this or this. Like, what do you think?
Exactly.
Or, you know, I had this client with this. Are they okay? And, you know, I really appreciate that. Like, and it's like when you said, we will be your SD besties if you need.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yes.
I would reach out to y'all. Yeah. Before I reached out.
I know, Lauren, you need to reach out so we can like vent to each other.
I know. Okay. Well, now that y'all want me to vent, then okay. I can start doing that. Cause I got a client coming on Wednesday that I'm going to need to vent at about 2 o'clock too, because
the door is open.
Okay. Before we wrap up completely, we've got a game to play. So Dorian.
Ask and you shall receive.
There she goes.
Say less. All right. Because I got the games for you. So yes. Last episode, we played top 10 skincare brands according to Ranker. So it's the same thing. We're going to play same rules. We're all going to guess the top 10 brands. But this time we're doing the makeup edition. So you guys guess what do you think the general public thinks are the best makeup brands out there for you? And I know you guys said that this would be a little harder, but these are pretty well known. Like,
and
I'm
we
not a makeup girl, but
yeah, we got about half right. I don't know if that's
we got a passing C.
Yep. So definitely for this one, I would think more Sephora, Ulta, less like Maybelline, like stuff like that. It's definitely more Sephora, Ulta, and less drugstore.
Okay.
That's like all I remember from like my high school days. So like I haven't really had a whole lot of experience since.
That's what I was saying. I just walked through that the other day. So I've got a list. I got a list that I'm trying to make.
Right.
Exactly. And we have some department store brands. You guys will do great.
Okay.
We have one drugstore. I spoke to Susan. We have one drugstore.
One drugstore.
Okay.
Maybelline. I'm just going to go with Maybelline.
Estee Lauder. Estee Lauder. It's got to be on there.
You would think, because I actually really like Estee Lauder, but no, not on there.
And there's like a prestige brand.
L'Oreal.
L'Oreal is not on there.
See, this is
Bare Minerals.
Ridiculous.
Bare Minerals is not on there.
No, I know. I was going to be like, Conditions Formula. And
Chanel. Chanel got to be on there, right? Chanel?
No. So there's not a lot of fashion brands on there.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay. So like NARS.
NARS?
NARS is on there. NARS okay. is number five.
It Cosmetics. Is it Cosmetics?
No.
No?
Not on there. Fenty?
Not on there.
Huh.
I guess because they're such a new line, too.
MAC?
MAC is number seven.
Of course
yes.
it is.
Oh, Charlotte Tilbury.
That is a great guess, but they're not on there.
I like their lip stuff. Okay, well.
She's an esthetician, so.
I'm losing traction.
Is Juvia's Place? Is that too new?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not on there.
I guess I need to go to Sephora. Shoot, I don't know.
Well, it's funny you say that because Sephora's private label brand is there on there. It's number nine.
She's gonna
okay,
count
well, of course.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Of course.
Really, okay. Sephora brand over everything else? I mean,
Sephora.
Yeah, I've never tried anything from it, so I have no idea.
Me neither.
I tried one thing once, and it was horrible. So I don't know.
Okay. Well, there's Lauren's endorsement. Don't
hot take on that. Elf Cosmetics is that the one drug?
Elf. Oh,
Elf.
Okay.
Yeah, Elf.
Good, I got one.
It is their only drugstore brand on there.
I mean, Clinique has makeup. Left. Clinique, would they be on there?
Clinique is not on there.
Lancome?
Lancome is not on there. So definitely think less what your mom would and more what like your teenage cousin is probably putting on her face.
CoverGirl?
Okay. No. No. So no, there is no more drugstore.
Oh, okay.
We're only
the only
on... There's
what
pretty
are people
much
wearing?
Only Sephora Toothpaste? And like Ulta stuff.
Toothpaste
is number four.
Yay.
Okay. What else is up there? Oh my God, I don't.
There's a brow brand up there.
Oh, Bobbi Brown?
Anastasia.
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 Yes. Yay. Yeah. As a whole makeup line, because they only have like eye and brow stuff, right?
What about NYX?
That's a really good guess, but no, it's not on there.
Urban Decay?
Urban Decay is number one.
Okay.
I forgot about Urban Decay.
You guys have three left. So you guys are doing better than the skincare one. I'm just saying.
Oh, good. Good, good.
I don't feel like there's as many like general lines with makeup, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Especially taking out the whole drugstore aspect.
Okay.
Morphe? You're not left with a whole lot.
Morphe's not on there. That's weird.
Huh.
Not on there.
Yeah, I was in Ulta the other day. I'm trying to think.
Same. I'm like, really, I don't know. Everything I thought that would be on there that I can remember, I really don't know. I don't know.
But you guys let me know when you guys are done. You guys are at three. At the skincare one, we were at four when we got stumped. So,
yeah.
A win's a win.
Two for two.
Yeah.
Let me think about this.
One brand that I'm like, I don't think I've ever heard of this brand. So I guess that shows how plugged in I am. But the other two, I've definitely heard of.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure if you say it, we'll be like, oh, yeah.
Right. Of course.
I'll be like, yeah, that's why I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, all right. Do we give up?
Yeah.
Probably. I guess so.
I'm not a makeup girly. I have
to. Yeah. Number eight, we have Smashbox.
I was going by like the rows, and I was like, who's that's always behind this one and whatever.
That's what I was thinking, but I was drawing a blank. I don't know. I don't go enough.
Number six, we have Benefit Cosmetics.
Oh, yeah.
Burston.
Yeah, I've seen them.
And then number two, which is one that I have like a lip gloss and I actually really like it, is Tarte.
Oh, yeah, Tarte. That was the brand I was thinking.
Love their concealer. I forgot.
Good to know. Yeah. See, just look at some of your makeup bag.
Yeah, see, I used the like It Cosmetics concealer, and so they weren't even on there. I was like, well,
that's what I was thinking. I was like,
it's got to be on there.
Skin better, and yeah.
Well, that's all I have.
Oh, well, that was fun. We did better, guys. The thing is,
We did okay.
Lanice is like, we get participation awards. All right.
Right. A win is a win.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you ladies soon. See you in the next episode, huh?
All right.
Yeah, next month.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to The Aesthetic Report. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you'll never miss an episode. If you love the show, leave a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and tell all your SD besties to give us a listen. And don't forget, the education doesn't stop here. The Aesthetic Report is one of many platforms offered by Dermascope. Visit dermascope.com for more education and industry news from the authority on professional skincare. Stay tuned, and we'll see you next time for another episode of The Aesthetic Report.